beautiful souls, welcome. This is Twani here. I hope you're doing lovely today. So let's tune into cautious relationships. Today I would like to share with you something about why do we lie? Like House famously and frequently said, everybody lies. Not only most of us are guilty in affirming this statement, most of us have a dysfunctional relationship with our lies, which keeps us away from the life we wish we had. And one of the underlying causes is that most of us have tremendous difficulties dealing with our negative emotions in a healthy way. But how could we not? Therapy doesn't come free or accessible, right? And worse, in some cultures, including our own, it comes with stigma. We are judged. Most of us are not given the tools to properly deal with our negative emotions. So how do we learn and what do we learn? We learn best from what we see around us, and what we see around us is mostly wounded people in distraction, destruction and avoidance, occasionally applying band-aids to cover up, all the while convincing themselves to carry on. I have been one of these people, and I have known people still carrying on this way well into their 40s, 50s and even 60s. Losing who we are and becoming a vessel of the energies around us is sadly a trajectory that most of us will take at some point in our lives, men and women alike, though we process and project these experiences differently. Jane Fonda admits in one of her Vogue interviews that only after 80 did she stop living a double exposed life. However long we stay on this path is however much of life we will have wasted. But if we are able to take in the lessons our darker experiences have taught us and stop carrying our life further down this dead-end road, then nothing is truly wasted. Oftentimes, these lessons are not obvious, particularly in the screen culture we live in. The easiest way out is to be distracted, right? But distractions don't offer a real out. They just sink us deeper and darker, and with that our wounds also become deeper and darker. And you know, we are meant for more. We are meant to blossom and thrive and even light up those around us. But we can't give what we don't have. We can't be of any service to those around us if we are perpetuating unprocessed pain. Anger and dissociation are the easiest choices. And ones I have also chosen many times. As I've spent the last many months mostly by myself, disconnected from social platforms, confronting and reckoning with darkness every single day, I have learned a few lessons and probably will keep on learning till the end of this lifetime. which I hope will inspire and encourage you find the courage to turn around and light up sooner. One of the main reason of why we lie, because we don't understand that the opposite of lies isn't truth. The opposite of lies is bravery. When we think that truth must be in the opposite direction to where our lies are, we are mistaken. They are not opposites. They are located in the same place, but at different depths. And the juxtaposition of lies and truths as opposites and mutually exclusive in nature is a misdiagnosis of the most common pain of all. It's like choosing only the light or only the dark, and that's not possible because they both very well coexist. Consequently, not only do we hurt more, but we are further away from the real truths that are actually displaced and masked in the lies we tell. And to address the root causes of why we lie, instead of looking away, we should be digging deeper to help us switch from a path of disempowerment to empowerment. We must first figure out where our pain points. Where do we hurt the most? What can we not speak about? Deepa, the author of Chup, Breaking the Silence, about India's women, she said that the most chilling finding as she wrote her book was that women were forced to learn how to disappear over time. That the coming of age stories weren't ones of empowerment, but a slow and steady process of being diminished and reduced so that they didn't take up space or decibels. And what does this teach us? That our truths cannot be valued? So we start to erase ourselves. Our lies give us access to the person we wish we were or could be. In one of the episodes of Mr. Robot, Sam Ismail writes, "I'm not saying anything new. We all know why we do this. We want to be sedated because it's painful not to pretend, because we are cowards. So the second reason why we lie is because the truth is too painful. Most of us struggle with thinking that we are not enough. Our survival instinct is to reach out to whatever offers most comfort. And most of the time, truth does not offer comfort. Consequently, we make up the difference by lying. Because the truth is too uncomfortable. It demands courage. It demands efforts. Sometimes these embellishments are to impress others. Other times these lies are to soothe ourselves from the pain that comes with secrets and failures, from the trivial to unmentionable. And almost always these lies build an illusory sense of self, and therefore, placement in and relation to the world we live in. We are often told to fake it until you make it. and some of us eventually make it, but that isn't the only output from following this mantra. A lot of us end up stuck, just faking it, while others develop imposter syndrome. Making it is the bullseye, but there's a million other places we often land and injure ourselves. And what are those places? We don't ever share those stories, the more common ones which we usually find and see around us. And that's because of the third reason, that our lives are a function of the shame we carry. This is because our deepest truths, truths laced with shame, are not always comfortable, but being punished for the lies we tell doesn't bring us closer to the truths we seek. And I'm not trying to justify lying here, but maybe we could find a deeper meaning in that. If truths are shamed into lies, more shame will only bury us deeper. It's easy to say, you know, that the truth will set you free. Of course, we all want the truth, and I don't know of anyone who doesn't want to be free. But has anyone looked closely at what is actually shackling us? Because it's not lies, it's shame. It's shame that make things unmentionable, whether it be lies, secrets, failures, or regrets. So to say that truth will set us free, we must ask, has shame been addressed or handled in any way? We simply cannot arrive at truth without addressing the shame factor. The next reason that we lie is that our lies always protect someone. But who is this? Sometimes it's ourselves, and a lot of times it's other people. And how often have we realized only too late that we protected the wrong people? Because those who truly love us should be able to accept and withstand whatever hell our truths may unlock. Right? I have been both the recipient and giver of such lies, so I understand the excruciating pain and paralyzing fears on both sides. For a long time, I chose to lie to circumvent both dealing with pain and affecting it onto others. It's easy for us to choose the path of least conflict, you know, but it's difficult to accept or reconcile what deception leaves us with. No one can grow or evolve without nourishment, and lies may offer temporary comfort, but nourishes? No, they do not. Conversely, lies both feed into and result from deprivation. It's worth challenging ourselves to take a closer look at who it is we are protecting. And for what reason we are withholding our truths? What is stopping us from being our most vulnerable, real, authentic selves? Our lies indicate that we are still living in fear, that we don't feel safe enough to speak our truths. It takes real courage, strength, and bravery to be honest, and common social dynamics simply aren't set up to offer us the safe space we need. And in the absence of safety, when we don't default to lies, we default to silence. Both of which keep us injured and endangered, because fear and silence are the easiest ways to live, and we are all more cowardly than we wish we weren't. We can accept that there is truth in fiction, and often more in fiction than in real life. So why can't we have some degree of compassion in treating the lies we tell? In Messner classes, that is theater class, they are taught that theater is a safe place to do the things that are unsafe to do in real life. And most of theater's content comes from real life problems. The satisfaction is that these problems actually get resolved on stage. How fascinating to think that during the brief hour or two, fundamental questions get answered. The same questions and problems most of us carry for years and years. Yet, after the show is over, how many of us decide to live courageously? Sadly, not even the actors themselves who fooled us, all right. I speak from experience. In the modern age of chaos and anxiety, the only certainty is that we have all become better liars. We stray further away from happiness as we perpetuate the very misinformation we fight, and distract ourselves with fiction that gives us temporary escape and comfort. And this is the reason we are, you know, movie fans or theater fans. We never truly resolve the fundamental questions that plague us, leading to common deathbed regrets, as well as what we perceive to be unmentionable failings and secrets that are strangely commonplace. And there's a crowd of self-help books pushing us to figure out our truths and dreams and whatnot, but perhaps the way to the answers we seek are within the lies we tell, in the darkness of shame. What if we explore the very common lies we tell through a lens of compassion, as opposed to the common disgrace and, you know, liable to punishments? Fellini once said that a different language presents a different vision of the world. Our lies are a synthesized language of behavior and words, and ultimately act as a vessel to give us access to the person we wish we were, or the circumstances we wish we had. And this is also one of the reasons we lie. By looking at the world through the language of our lies, we are highlighting our blind spots. The retelling of our lies strengthens only the mythology of our imagined realities and the mirage in the desert, leaving us thirstier than ever before. Only by recognizing the functions of our lies, the reason behind our lies, are we able to assess what we are missing in real life, so we can replace our lives with content that is nourishing instead of depriving. To know ourselves is to know our lies. What we cannot talk about will always have power over us, while truths are not the opposite of lies. A rich, abundant life is the opposite of a life of depravity, and the latter of which is the only destination our lives are ever able to afford, because the truth are capable of reaching the abundance. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers, so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. And you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Conscious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, conscious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the About section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good time. Bye-bye.